Steve, could you let me know who all is in the room, please?
We have both commissioners, Zanna, Matt, Jack, Victor, Pamela, Jason, and myself, and one guest.
Okay, very good.
Lawrence Bender.
Oh, all right. Well, good morning, everyone. I call this special meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. It is 7:30 where I am. It is 9:30 Central Time on May 2nd. I am Julie Fedorchak, Chair of the Public Service Commission, and present in the room, I understand, are Commissioners Randy Christman and Sherry Haugenhofer, so we have a quorum. I'm going to save any opening comments I have for comments at the close after we complete the business item on the agenda, but I think just suffice to say this has been a long time coming. So many people have worked on this, really an exciting day, and I'm pleased to be taking this step this morning. So with that, I'll see if my colleagues, Randy or Sherry, have any opening comments. Randy?
I'll weave mine in to start just in advance of the motions.
Perfect. How about you, Sherry?
No comments.
All right, then we just have two items on the agenda, and both of those are in Commissioner Christman's portfolio, so I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, thank you, and I'll weave opening comments right into the lead them into the motions. And first of all, in opening comments, we cover a lot of topics. Since the last meeting, a very dear friend of mine, Mr. David Crothers with the Broadband Association in North Dakota, passed away. He's a legendary government affairs person and just a wonderful individual. I'll talk more about him on Wednesday at our regular meeting. So as for today, both of our motions have to do with the transition of financial assurances for the Falkirk coal mine. And they, of course, are the mine that provide the coal for the Coal Creek Station, which is North Dakota's largest power plant. And that plant features two units with a capacity of more than 1,100 megawatts. It's located about 50 miles north of Bismarck near Underwood, North Dakota. And the Coal Creek Station was owned by Great River Energy. It was originally built by Consolidated Power, which became Great River Energy. The Coal Creek Station is actually one of the most reliable and cost-efficient power plants in the United States. The plant started generating electricity from Unit 1 in 1979 and from Unit 2 in 1980. And the electricity generated from Coal Creek Station is delivered to member owners over a high-voltage direct current transmission system that runs a distance of 436 miles into Minnesota. The Coal Creek Station uses roughly 22,000 tons of lignite coal per day, which comes to about 7.5 to 8 million tons per year. Great River Energy is selling the Coal Creek Station and the high voltage direct transmission line to Rainbow Energy Center. The Falkirk Mining Company, as I said, provides the lignite coal to the Coal Creek Station. They have historically passed on the cost of the reclamation bonds to their customer, which was GRE. Due to the sale of the Coal Creek Station, though, now Falkirk must replace their current reclamation bonds backed by GRE with new reclamation bonds backed by Rainbow. And to be clear, there are four of these GRE-backed bonds that cover the Falkirk mine, and they cover different permit areas. If we approve these motions today, we will replace those four bonds with two. And the reason they're being left with two is one of the permit areas, mining is completed, and it's in the reclamation process, will likely be released far ahead of most of the rest. So that's just being done with a separate bond, with a separate motion. The other three, the vast majority of this all, is where active coal mining is taking place or will be soon. And those three bonds of backed by GRE are being replaced by one of the new ones This is monumental for us because if something happens, the PSC has the responsibility to make sure things are in place so that that land can be restored. The Falkirk mine consists of over 50,000 acres. Actually, it's almost 52,000 of some of North Dakota's most productive and beautiful land. It's north of Bismarck here and near the Missouri River. Guaranteeing quality reclamation of this land is the responsibility of the PSC, and we were glad to work with Falkirk and Rainbow to assure the continued operation of the Coal Creek Station and quality reclamation of the land go hand in hand. So with that, I'll move into the motions. The first is for that smaller... Oh, and one other thing I wanted to point out. Our motions today actually accept the new financial assurances backed by Rainbow. Going hand in hand, since they're selling it, it would seem unfair to continue to maintain GRE's responsibility any longer. But the release of bonds falls on the portfolio holder, not the commission. But to be clear, if we pass these motions and accept this, it's my intention to sign the releases at the close of this meeting immediately, releasing GRE of their liability. So if my fellow commissioners view that differently or are understanding it differently, we need to talk about it before you vote for these motions today, because that is the message I'm hearing, is that we feel we have done our job, we have this mine reclamation adequately assured, and that I should go ahead and release GRE of their liability. So I move the commission approve collateral bond CB-9601-1 that is supported by irrevocable standby letter of credit number 00629 issued by BNC National Bank in the amount of $2,831,808, covering surface coal mining permit NAFK-9601 held by the Falkirk Mining Company, and Falkirk Mining Company collateral bond permit NAFK-9601 approval PSC case number RC-22-171.
Second.
So again, this is about the one permit area, 9601. All the mining and reclamation activities are essentially complete. The mine is acquiring vegetation productivity data that's required for bond release. This permit is covered by a surety bond backed by GRE in the amount of $3,495,437. So almost $3.5 million. And that's an important number to keep in mind because we're reducing it. The Reclamation Division has determined that the minimum bond amount required for this permit should be $2,831,808. The current bond acreage and bond amount were adjusted to account for bond releases 4 and 5 that were approved in 2017 and 2019, respectively. In addition, Falkirk has historically padded their bond amount to allow operational flexibility. However, since no mining or active reclamation activities are occurring in the permit area, no bond cushion seems really necessary. Falkirk submitted collateral bond in the amount of $2,831,808 to replace the current surety bond. This collateral bond is backed by an irrevocable standby letter of credit issued by BNC National Bank on behalf of Rainbow for the Falkirk Mining Company. The collateral bond documents were properly executed, and the standby letter of credit meets the reclamation laws and rules, and the Reclamation Division recommends approval of this collateral bond, as do I.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, the Second item, I move the commission approve collateral bond CB-9503-5 that is supported by your revocable standby letter of credit number 00626 issued by BNC National Bank in the amount of $103,350,000 covering surface coal mining permits NAFK-8405, NAFK-8705, and NAFK-9503, held by the Falkirk Mining Company and Falkirk Mining Company collateral bond permits NAFK-8405, 8705, and 9503, approval PSE case number RC-22-172.
Second.
So this is the big one, over $100 million covering three permit areas. Two of them are being mined right now. One has had work done and is expected to resume in the near future. The total bond amount currently covering these permits is $99,450,000. Keep that number in mind, just a little less than $100 million, because remember the last one was reduced because some of it had been released. Well, the bond amount is divided in these three bonds now, this $99.5 million. GRE actually has a surety bond that's just under $4 million, a cash collateral bond that's just a hair over $6 million, and then a self bond that's about $89.5 million. Those are the ones that, if this is approved, I will release later. So Falkirk submitted revision, and this is stepping back a moment, just so you know how we got to these numbers. Falkirk submitted revision 42 to permit 8405 on March 4th, just about 2 months ago. And that revision is still in the completeness review phase. However, the Reclamation Division here at the PSE conducted a technical review of the updated consolidated worst case bond estimated. And that's the consolidated estimate for all three of these permits. And that was submitted with this revision. And it was determined that the worst case bond estimate needed to be increased to $103,320,515. So now, to cover that and a little bit of padding, Falkirk Mining Company submitted collateral bond 9503-5 in the amount of $103,350,000 to replace the current surety collateral and self bonds that are covering these permits. This collateral bond is backed by an irrevocable standby letter of credit number 626 issued by BNC National Bank on behalf of Rainbow for the Falkirk Mining Company. The collateral bond documents were properly executed and the standby letter of credit meets the reclamation laws and rules. So the Reclamation Division recommends approval of collateral bond CB-9503-5, as do I.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That concludes,
Randy,
that concludes the motions. I'm not sure if there's anything outstanding here, Commissioner Fedorchuk, that you need to sign. Do you authorize someone to sign for it, or maybe everything is covered? Zan is indicating it's covered. Never mind.
Okay, very good. I'm easy to get a hold of if anything comes up, but I do want to just make a couple comments. Are you finished, Randy?
I am, except for I will just say that in the administrative portion of this hearing, so people that are maybe listening don't think that we brushed something aside. In the discussion in our admin meeting to follow, we will discuss with our Public Utilities Division the transfer of the route and siting certificates for the water line that goes to the Coal Creek Station and then the electric transmission line that exits it. The plant is not sited, so we don't have to do anything there. But so that'll be discussed. But that's all I have at this point for the main meeting part.
Okay, very good. Thank you. I just want to make a couple comments on this this sale, this day in general. So today's meeting, from our perspective, is focused on reclamation and the Falkirk mine, and ensuring that the financial insurances are in place to make that possible under any condition. And I feel very comfortable that that is the case, and I'm comfortable with you, Randy, releasing GRE's bonds today after the meeting. Because we have these in place now for Rainbow Energy, then the new operator of Coal Creek Station, soon to be. So I applaud our staff. This was a lot of work, a lot of back and forth, and I think it's just taken an incredible amount of time. But I think all the I's have been dotted and T's have been crossed, and I think it's all in place, and great job, everybody, for making this happen today and getting everything to come together up to the very last minute. So very good job. Really proud of your creativity and your work on this project in general. The other issue, though, that I want to talk about is reliability. It's obviously one of the main concerns moving forward with this transformation that's occurring in the electric grid to more renewable resources. And it's one of the reasons why I'm traveling so much these days to national and today international audiences to talk about the importance of dispatchable electricity, that we maintain these resources during this transition, so reliability and costs for customers remain affordable, and that reliability remains strong. This particular unit in North Dakota is exceedingly important. 1,100 megawatts of power at Coal Creek Station. Dispatchable power is something we absolutely need right now, especially with our extreme climate. The reclamation piece was a vital part of this sale and helps make possible the ongoing operation of Coal Creek Station, which we don't want to see added to the 51,000 megawatts of coal-fired power that are scheduled to retire in this nation between 2022 and 2027, like in the next 5 years. That includes more than 19,000 megawatts of power in coal-fired power in the MISO region alone, which is 35% of the units in the MISO region, or 16% of the average annual energy electricity generation in MISO. Maintaining this unit is going to be really important for North Dakota's reliability, and I think Zone 1 in MISO's reliability long-term. They're already showing themselves short of capacity, dispatchable capacity. And so we really need this unit long-term, and I think it's gonna prove to be super, super important, and a very smart move by Rainbow Energy. Most importantly, as they have committed to, and I believe are pursuing starting immediately, the implementation of the technology to capture the carbon dioxide that's released from this plant and store it or use it for other purposes. And I look forward to Rainbow Energy being a leader in developing and commercializing that technology, and so that it can be applied to many more coal-fired units throughout our country and throughout the world. So really a great day for North Dakota. Really exciting that we're staying firm in our commitment to this important dispatchable electricity that's going to prove to be a huge resource to consumers long-term. So thank you. With that, Steve, are we moving to discussion, or does anybody else have any comments before we do that?
This is Commissioner Haugen-Huffert, and I just want to echo one of the things that you said, Commissioner Fedorchak, is a lot of people worked diligently together, and I really want to acknowledge the staff who really spent a lot of time on this, especially Zanna and Matt and Jack, as far as your detail. We value your expertise and value your leadership here at the PSC, so thank you for a job well done.
That is well said. They did phenomenal work and made sure we had everything right. Thank you. I think that wraps everything up for here.
Okay, thank you, Randy. So we have two items on, it's not listed as this admin, but I'm going to call it admin discussion like you did, Randy.
Madam Chair, would you like me to lead off? This is John Hsu.
That'd be great. Thank you.
All right. So if you guys recall, the commission issued an order last September, September 2nd, that essentially allowed the transfer of the site certificates from GRE to Rainbow Energy and GRE to Nexus Line for two sets of infrastructure. One was a water line. The other one was the 400 kV DC line. Upon notification to the commission from the parties that the actual transaction in the purchase of the asset has occurred, the order provided that the commission would be issuing subsequent site certificates and route permits. We have received notification from the parties involved in that transaction, and so just so you are all generally aware, those site certificates, not site certificates, those corridor certificates and route permits will be finalized shortly after this meeting. I know the signature is, I believe, from would be required from one commissioner, and that would be the chair. That's her portfolio, I believe. Is that?
Yep.
Yep. Exciting. Yes. And so I'm not sure if you would like to provide someone to sign the documents for you today, Julie.
Sure, Pamela can sign those. On my behalf.
Now I recall, I knew there was something that needed signature yet, but couldn't remember what earlier.
I think that rounds out the transaction from the PSU side.
Okay.
Excellent.
I'm not seeing anyone else, or maybe you can see. I don't know if you have video where you're at, but.
I don't really, but Matt, is there anybody on the, or Jason, are there any people on the line that might have questions?
We have just one listener.
Do you want to see if they are a media person and have any questions?
Yeah, if you'd like to make a comment, go ahead and just raise your hand and we'll get you in.
How did they do it?
By pressing star 9.
No, doesn't sound like it. Just a listener.
Yep, they have their hand raised. 1 second.
Oh, all right.
Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Commissioner. My name is Tom Jensen. I'm an attorney with Stinson LLP. We're outside counsel to Great River Energy. Thank you for your time this morning on behalf of Great River Energy. And my understanding, based on the conversation, is that immediately after this special meeting is concluded, that the GRE bonds will be formally released as well. Is my understanding correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. That's all I have. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay, is there any other business? It shouldn't be, because we don't have any other items on our agenda. So, all right, everybody. Hope all is well in Bismarck. I think that concludes our meeting. We are adjourned.